Ah, I see. Do you remember the other day I'd lost a door handle? Well, now it's come back. Yes, hello everybody. My door handle has returned. Huzzah! Here we are on Bulai the 11th. And, yes, exciting times, because there's nothing else in my life at the moment. Well, not today, anyway. So, yeah, I've got to the bottom of the riddle of the missing door handle. When I was on my lunch break today, there was a knock at the door. Like that. So I went to see who it was, and it was a man who does maintenance in the building. And when I first moved in, I said that all my door handles were knackered, and they were. None of them worked. Every time you shut a door, the handle just dropped down on every single door, even the front door as well, so it wasn't very secure. And the lock needed fixing and stuff like that. So that's all been dealt with. I now have a new door handle on every one of my doors. Well, I say every one, there's only four. So that's the bedroom, the bathroom, the living room, and the front door. So that's good. He also fixed the flush as well, because my flusher wasn't working, because that suffered from the same droop-related issue of every time you flush, the handle stayed down. So that's been fixed as well. Also, there was an issue with my shower, bloody thing wouldn't stay up either. I think basically what this flat has needed is a high dose of Viagra, and the chap seems to have given it one. Given it. Shush. Yeah, so basically, everything is now up. Hooray! And as it should be. So it's not too much to ask, is it? You know, that you move into a place and it's habitable, and everything's nice, really. But, you know. So, everything works in the flat. Hooray. Turns out the man had a key, obviously, supplied by the estate agent, who came and fixed everything and sorted it all out. Also today, what else has happened today? Well, I got a surprise visit when I was at work today. From my favourite nephew. Happens to be my only nephew, but we're not going to tell him that. So, yes, my favourite nephew, Daniel, came into work today, who is sadly been suffering with the chicken pox. Poor little chap's got chicken pox, and he looks ever so sore. But do you know what? He was smiling, and he seemed okay, and he seemed happy. Daddy told me, who he came in with, Daddy, said that he's you know, got through the night and stuff now, and his baby sister as well, Ellen, also has chickenpox at the same time. Ellen is, what, 9-10 months old. Daniel is 2 and a half nearly. So I can only imagine that has been horrific to live with, I'm sure. Mummy and Daddy will agree with me. But, it was nice to see little Daniel. He looked ever so smart with his nice little shirt on and shorts and everything. He was happy enough. He was pointing out the giraffes and things that we had on at work, all the cuddly giraffes. He was like, giraffe. What? Giraffe. What's a giraffe? Oh, giraffe. Right, got there in the end. So that's that. Bless him. Poor little chap. What else has happened today? Oh, further to the moustache related issues. Naturally, everybody has been taking the mickey out of me at work, which I would expect nothing less from anybody, because if it was me, I would be doing it as well. I would be taking the mickey like you wouldn't believe. And as a result of that, I've been getting salutes. People have been saluting me at work, which is very nice. It's been making me feel all authoritative and in charge. I'll take that. That'll do. I like that. So there we go. Right, so that is Friday the 11th of Bulai dealt with for now. I shall update you again tomorrow with goodness knows what. All right, see you later, everybody. Bye.